Portions of the following program are transcribed.
This is San Francisco, Tuesday, January 10th, 1950. This is San Francisco, a wonderful city. And this is Jim Grady, your San Francisco reporter. This morning, I've a stormy story about the strange flags that fly from time to time from the telephone building, and a wedding invitation for everybody, both a part of San Francisco this windy, rainy Tuesday morning. Mrs. Francis Benedict, 1200 Clay Street here in San Francisco, says, "My husband loves spry fried chicken and French fries. Everything's so crisp and good tasting. Digestible, too. We enjoy fried foods as often as we like." Ladies, Aunt Jenny can make you a better cook, too. Right, Aunt Jenny?
Yes, I can, ladies. Just do these two simple things. One, follow my tested methods and recipes given in spry ads and on most spry labels. Two, use new, better than ever spry. These methods and recipes with New Spry will make you a better cook.
New Spry is blander, creamier, contains an even better cake improver ingredient. New Spry is made a special way to give you finer, lighter cakes, nut sweet, flakier pastries, crispy, brown, tender, digestible fried foods.
You'll be a better cook than ever when you use Spry.
Get New Spry at your grocer's today, another fine product of Lever Brothers Company.
If you had occasion to look up at the flagpole on top of the telephone building on New Montgomery Street this morning, you saw beneath the American flag a red pennant. This indicates that wind is blowing hard enough to endanger small craft, such as fishing boats. Just how that flag got up there is a story that involves the Pacific Telephone and Telegraph Company and three offices of the United States Weather Bureau, which functions as a part of the Department of Commerce. Even though you may not be a mariner, I think you'll be interested in the story behind the storm warning system. On the top floor of the Federal Office Building at the Civic Center, beneath the whirling wind gauge on the western side, I talked with Ernest Felton, Sectional Director for the Climatological Service of California and the officer in charge of the U.S. Weather Bureau for San Francisco. A hearty, sturdy man who looks as though he spent many years out in the weather before he got the desk job, Mr. Felton told me that the flags on the telephone building are part of a service that was started in 1870 on the Great Lakes. Originally undertaken as a private enterprise of the lake shipping companies, it was soon taken over by the government, and a year later, in 1871, the system was established in San Francisco. The signals were moved from the Merchants Exchange Building in 1934 to their present position on the Telephone Building, whose flagpole is 490 feet above the street. This, says Mr. Felton, makes it visible to everyone in the San Francisco harbor. Similar storm warnings are flown from Pier 45, the pilot reporting office, the Marine Lookout Station, the Berkeley Yacht Harbor, the Palo Alto Yacht Harbor, and at Antioch. Soon, a similar service will be undertaken at Monterey. Before 1920, Mr. Felton informed me, these flags were the only means of warning shipping against coming storms. Now, of course, radio does a major portion of the work. But since many small craft don't have radios or don't have a radio man on duty at all times, the storm warning flags are still necessary. In case you wonder, San Francisco is not what you'd call a windy port. Outside, Point Reyes averages winds of 40 miles an hour, with a high of 90 being recorded. But the highest wind on record in San Francisco was 50 miles an hour. July is the windiest month on the average, but with the winter months like now seeing the most storms. The actual forecasting of coming storms wasn't a part of Mr. Felton's job, so he sent me to the Custom House to see Mr. R.C. Nichols, meteorologist with the Marine Unit of the Weather Bureau. His job has international aspects. Every day, his office gets an average of 130 reports from ships at sea, those under the United States flag and by international agreement from the ships of other nations. These observations are made 4 times a day, simultaneously, by all ships. Mr. Nichols' backyard covers all of the Pacific, this side of the International Dateline, and north of the equator. His office is duplicated by similar ones in Washington, Tokyo, Manila, Hong Kong, Rio de Janeiro, Buenos Aires, London, Dakar and Pretoria in Africa, and Cairo. Information from these offices, when needed, is flashed by radio and go into the final forecast. Part of Mr. Nichols' job is to visit all the ships that come into San Francisco and check on the accuracy of their weather equipment. Last month, his office inspected 103 vessels. Mr. Nichols was very proud of a new addition to the complex web of floating weather stations. Since 1946, the Weather Bureau and the Coast Guard have been cooperating in manning 2 stationary weather stations, one halfway between here and Hawaii, and the other south and east of Kodiak, Alaska. The ships stay on their stations for 3 weeks at a time before they're relieved. So if you think talking about the weather is boring, pity the poor guys on those weather ships out in the middle of the Pacific. But still, I was no closer to the actual raising of the flag warnings on top of the telephone building. So Mr. Nichols directed me to E.M. Vernon, officer in charge of forecasts at the San Francisco airport. And there, in the middle of a nest of teletype machines and telephones, all the work of the other offices began to come together and make sense. Mr. Vernon gets his raw material for his storm forecasts from 5 main sources. The ship reports, land stations in the Pacific Islands, in Alaska, and from the interior of the continental United States, and from stations on the west coast of Mexico. After plotting these on his charts and taking into account the local weather conditions, he makes his forecasts. If it means a storm, he calls the building manager at the telephone building. 6 to 12 hours beforehand is about all the advance warning of a storm Mr. Vernon can guarantee, and he emphasizes that the signals refer only to wind. Strangely enough, there can be a storm, he says, with clear skies. Also, when the small craft warning flies, it can mean a storm in one part of San Francisco Bay and not necessarily in another. Last stop was the telephone building, and here I talked with A.G. Finucci of building maintenance. I had wanted to speak with the man who puts up the signals, but since the phone company has 10 building engineers who have the authority to do this work, that would have made it too much like a convention. The flags and the lanterns for night use are supplied by the Department of Commerce, and they last a long time. Mr. Finucci couldn't remember when they were last replaced. There's no ceremony to the actual hoisting of the signals. When the engineer on duty gets a call from the airport, he goes up on the roof and hauls up the proper flags or lights. In case you wonder what the flags mean, says Mr. Finucci, don't call the phone company. They have orders to refer you to the Weather Bureau. That's to make sure that only accurate information is given out. Since the chief of the department, Mr. Felton, gave me a card with the signals, here's what to expect from the various flags and lights the next time you see them on the phone company's flagpole. A red pennant, such as we have this morning, means that small craft, like yachts and fishing boats, should stay in their berths. There's no night signal for this one. If you see a red pennant over a square red flag with a black center, that means a storm from the northeast. At night, one red lantern over another means a northeast storm. If the red pennant is under the square red flag, it means that a storm is approaching from the southeast, and at night, the signal is a single red lantern. If the storm is from the southwest, the square red flag is flown over a white pennant, and at night, a red lantern is hung on top of a white one. If the white pennant is on top of the square red flag, that's a storm from the northwest, and at night, it's a white lantern over a red one. The velocity of winds that make up a storm can range up to 55 miles an hour. Between 55 and 75 miles is a full gale, and anything over that is a hurricane. The thing really to watch for is when you see 2 square red flags one over the other, or a white lantern between 2 red ones at night. That means a severe gale or hurricane is on the way. But you probably won't see it because that signal has never been flown in the 78 years the storm warnings have been in effect in San Francisco. Now, an invitation to a wedding after some advice to all brides.
Nothing on earth gets dirt like surf.
Nothing on earth gets dirt like surf.
A whiter, brighter family wash
than any other soap or suds.
Yes, nothing on earth gets dirt like surf.
No other soap or suds known will get your family wash as white, as bright, as wonder-working surf. S-U-R-F.
Surf sails into dirt, rolls out every trace of grease and grime, gives billows of busy suds even in hardest water, rich, deep suds that get deep down dirt, the clinging dirt that lazy suds miss.
Surf even floats away old soap traces that cloud colors, never leaves dingy film in the water.
For the whitest, brightest wash on earth, get S-U-R-F, Surf, another fine product of Lever Brothers Company.
Try it and see for yourself.
Nothing on earth gets dirt like surf. No, nothing on earth gets dirt like surf.
My family wash is whiter now and brighter than it ever was.
Nothing on earth gets dirt like surf.
Some days, life would be pretty dull without a press agent to brighten it up. And on a rainy one like today, they do help out a lot. Today, for instance, Dave Cantor of RKO Picks and Helen Wabi of the RKO Golden Gate Theater have come up with an old but reliable gimmick to publicize the show at the Golden Gate, Bride for Sale. To them, brides suggest weddings, so they went down to the county clerk's office where the Marriage License Bureau is located. And guess what? They found a young couple who agreed to be married on the stage of the RKO Golden Gate Theater tonight. And naturally, the film Bride for Sale has absolutely no connection. Okay, so it's easy to make fun at the press agents. But for once, I think they've helped a young couple. The kids who are getting married on the stage are strangers here. They don't have much money. In fact, the groom just went to work in San Francisco yesterday. So, through the efforts of the press agents, the kids will have a real wedding, complete with flowers, gifts from many stores, and Guy Cherney to sing. So, on this rainy Tuesday, you're invited to a wedding. And even if you don't know the bride and groom, so what? A wedding's a wedding. The time is 7:30 tonight, and the place is the RKO Golden Gate Theater. Last minute weather after this announcement.
Ipana toothpaste does both.
To have healthy teeth, you must fight tooth decay and gum troubles both.
Ipana toothpaste does both.
Yes, Ipana fights both major causes of tooth loss. Listen. Leading dental authorities agree
over half of all tooth losses are caused by gum trouble.
And most other tooth losses come from tooth decay.
For healthier teeth, no other toothpaste has been proved more effective than famous Ipana for fighting tooth decay, cavities.
And for healthier gums, no other leading toothpaste, only Ipana, is designed especially for fighting gum trouble.
Ipana toothpaste does both.
Ipana, with a refreshing, minty flavor that leaves your breath so clean.
Fight tooth decay and gum troubles both with Ipana.
Ipana toothpaste does both.
Well, here's the last word from the Weather Bureau. That 75-mile-an-hour storm at Medford seems to be marking time, so we may have higher winds later on in the day. There will be light rains today, and heavy rains are predicted for tomorrow. Well, this is San Francisco, Tuesday, January 10th. Tomorrow, among other things, I'll have that promised story about the museum where some people go for laughs. Until then, this is Jim Grady, your San Francisco reporter.
This is San Francisco, heard every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock, and on Saturday mornings at 7:45, is a feature presentation of KCBS San Jose, Columbia's key station for the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Area.